Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better.
Okay, today I've got a short little devotion. I call it Home. Let's get started. In John 14:23, it says, Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. The implications of this verse are staggering. If you love Christ and keep his word, you'll be loved by God Almighty, and both the Father and the Son will come to you and make a home with you. Think of that. No camp out, not a visit, but a permanent residence, a home or dwelling. Jesus told us, in my Father's house are many dwellings. Now combine that with his previous statement that he made in John 14:20, says, at that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. This is the perfect union. As believers, we are all at home in him, and he in us. This is to know God's love perfectly, to know his life fully, to enjoy him unboundedly, to trust him completely, to be made in his image eternally. For as 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Trust me on this. This is not religion. It is not a matter of knowledge or rule keeping or propriety or even an inspiration. This wipes out any and all of your fantasies about heaven or eternal life, or should I say Christian kumbaya. You don't know Christ yet, like you will know Christ. 1 Corinthians 13:12 says, For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as also I am known. Understanding what this verse really means can indeed supercharge your walk in Christ, increase your faith or trust. Not only will you anticipate his appearing with sincerity, but you'll rejoice presently. So meditate on it. Ask the Lord to open your heart to its significance. Study it. Share it. Trust him.
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.